The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Mary McKeown is unavailable tonight, but I'm delighted Cal Thomas is able to join us. And Cal, to start, I think we should listen to Billy Bush, nephew of one president, grandson of another, his career in tatters as a result of the revelation last year of a tape of him in lewd conversation with Donald Trump, going back a number of years, released just before the presidential election. But apparently Donald Trump has been saying it wasn't him on the tape, that it was fake. Let's hear what Billy Bush said on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night.
Last week, for some reason, came out with, "That's not my voice on the tape." Like I said, you can't say that. That is your voice. I was there. You were there. That's your voice on the tape. But then you've got 20 women at the time. I don't know what the exact number is because there's more, but 20 women who used their names. We've got powerful people being held accountable now, and sometimes there's anonymous sources. All of these women came out with their names and told their detailed accounts. So when he said this, it infuriated me on the personal front, and then I ended up Googling and I read an article with all of these women's accounts, because when that article first came out, it was 13 days after I'd been fired, so I was in my own personal shock, fight or flight, and so I never really read it all the way. And as I read these, I said, 20 women don't get together and say, "Hey, you know, it'll be really fun, let's take down a powerful guy together, ha-ha." No, they don't. And their names are, and I said, okay, you're reopening wounds on them too. Enough's enough. Stop playing around with the people's lives.
Cal Thomas, Billy Bush, his marriage broke up this year as well after losing his job. He was never accused of sexually assaulting anyone. His crime was to laugh along listening to the bravado of Donald Trump. Something seems wrong there, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Matt, and we're still trying to sort out in the U.S. Right now what level of disgusting behavior qualifies you for being removed from your job. We have just today now the oldest member of Congress serving, 88-year-old John Conyers of Detroit, who has been accused by several women, including one just yesterday, I believe, who said he ran his hand up her thigh in church, of all things. So he's not going to run for re-election. In fact, he's resigning, and you have other Democrats and a few Republicans doing the same thing. I don't think there's any question Donald Trump's voice was on this tape. He admitted it himself last year, so I don't know how you go from, yes, that was my voice, I said it, but it was locker room talk, to, no, it could be fake, I don't recognize that as my voice.
Yeah, but the thing is, people will believe him, won't they? They'll believe that this is the fake news agenda of the mainstream media, blah-de-blah-de-blah.
Yeah, well, I think the credibility of the so-called mainstream media is at such a low point that conservatives and Republicans, and frankly a lot of other people, just don't believe anything they say. If they said one and one is two, they'd take out their hand and count to make sure it was true.
Yeah, but at least they're firing the sexual harassers. At least they are suspending people who get things wrong in reports.
Well, some of them, but not all of them. You take a look at Senator Al Franken of Minnesota, who has been accused by several women of inappropriate and even sexual harassment behavior. He says he's not quitting. He's staying where he is. Bill Clinton, of course, won two terms. He and was impeached but not convicted by the Senate. He stayed in office. The exploits of Jack Kennedy are well known. Lyndon Johnson. Now you have more recently George H.W. Bush being accused of fondling certain women on the behind, for which he has apologized. So what we're seeing is a new day in America, Matt. This is something that's like a tsunami. Ever since Harvey Weinstein case exploded, all of these other things have come up, going back 30 and 40 years, including the actor Dustin Hoffman. And I know you're going to get to him in a minute.
Well, actually, let's just hear this. This is a public interview in New York last night. The TV host John Oliver took Dustin Hoffman to task over his recent apology to a woman who had accused him of sexual harassment. The audio isn't great, but I think you can hear what was said.
"I have the utmost respect for women and feel terrible that anything I might have done could have put her in an uncomfortable situation. I'm sorry, it's not reflective of who I am.
Today, can I leave that up to you?"
"Yeah, I
know. Well, that's the difference.
Well, it's your statement. I mean, it's that part of it. I'm not the moral arbiter of anything. It's just, it's not reflective of who I am. It's that kind of response to this stuff that pisses me off. Because it is reflective of who you were. If it happened and you've given no evidence to show that it didn't happen, then there was a period in time for a while when you were creeping around women. So it feels like a cop-out to say, well, this isn't me. Did you understand how that feels like a dismissal?
It's difficult to answer that question. You weren't there. You didn't
know that.
Well, you made a judgment. Very quick judgment.
So, there's another actor been called to account, Cal.
Well, you know, these things that have happened 30, 40 years ago, I think if you have even a minimal recollection of these things, the only way to respond, Matt, is to say, look, I was young, I was stupid, I did a lot of dumb things. This was the Hollywood culture of the time. This was the era of Hugh Hefner when men were being told that they could do whatever they wanted with women. I was wrong. I deeply apologize. I take full responsibility. And I, since then, my life has been, whatever. Or I'd never do it again. I think that's the only way you can do it. I don't care if you're an actor or a politician. If Richard Nixon had done something like that after the discovery of the Watergate tapes and said, I made a big error, a huge mistake, and I throw myself on the American people and ask for forgiveness, I think he would have served out his second term.
Of course, Trump and the FBI is becoming exceptionally interesting now. His attacks on them, his self-incriminating tweet over the weekend where he more or less implied in relation to Comey that he had fired, or Michael Flynn, excuse me, that he should have been left off by James Comey, who he then fired. And now we're hearing today that apparently Robert Mueller is investigating a subpoena Donald Trump's Deutsche Bank records. A lot of people think there's very dubious financial dealings maybe discovered there.
Well, Matt, this is one of the problems with a special counsel that a lot of people, on both sides, by the way, this argument was brought up during the Clinton administration, so this is not a partisan issue. The problem with these special counsels is they have a mandate to go after one piece of information or one objective, and often they go after on their own to a lot of other areas. This special counsel was named specifically to look into allegations that the Trump campaign and the Russians were in collusion, and that somehow flipped the election to Trump's favor over Hillary Clinton. There's been absolutely no evidence of any of that, quite the contrary. And so now the special counsel, Mr. Mueller, is going after other things, lying under oath or misstating to the FBI, and now going into Donald Trump's bank records. That has nothing to do with the original cause of his being appointed. The Wall Street Journal, which is no friend of Donald Trump, by the way, has a terrific lead editorial in today's newspaper, if anybody wants to look it up, on Mueller's growing credibility problem.
Okay, but also Michael Flynn, I mean, that happened over the last Friday. We haven't spoken to you since. That's a dramatic blow for Trump, isn't it? That the man, his national security advisor, has gone into a plea bargain, effectively.
Well, look, here's the way these things are set up. And it's happened before. It happened with Scooter Libby, who was a top aide to Vice President Dick Cheney under the George W. Bush administration. These investigators, the FBI agents, these inquisitors, go back and back and back to somebody, and then they compare notes of what was said here and then what was said now, and then if they can catch you in some kind of a discrepancy, then they charge you with lying to the FBI. I don't know what Michael Flynn did. The Russian ambassador told CBS News this morning that there was absolutely no collusion. Now, I don't know if you can believe him or not, because Russian ambassador. But if they had the evidence, they would have proved it by now. I think Michael Flynn lied to Vice President Pence about his relationship with the Russians. It was the wrong thing to do. Whether it rises to the level of a crime is going to be determined by other people, certainly not by me.
Thank you very much, Cal Thomas.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.